Welcome to the Wandering Germany podcast. Your host is the founder of the Wandering Germany travel blog and the Travel in Bavaria Facebook group, Leanna Brown.
Hello, and welcome to episode 3 of the Wandering Germany podcast. I'm your host, Leanna Brown, from the Germany travel blog, Wandering Germany. Today, we're going to be chatting about an extremely common question that I get all the time in both my Travel in Bavaria Facebook group, as well as from readers. It's the timeless question of, when is the best time to visit Germany? Okay, so yes, I do have my own opinions and answers to this, but first, I do need to give you a cliche one, so here it goes. Okay, every season has the possibility to be great in Germany. I'm not trying to say that as a cop-out, but just hear me out. First, if you look hard enough, every season in Germany really does have some pros as well as cons. But honestly, don't get too caught up in when is the best time. That being said, I also can't really answer because I don't know you personally. And what works for you may not work for the teacher that only has summers off or the New Zealander who wants to see snow. Maybe you're a budget traveler, so the cheapest flights are an absolute necessity, which, yes, that will determine what months you might score a deal, but more on that when I get to that particular season. Maybe you also only have certain dates off work that you have to work around. And then there's the whole topic of events in Germany, from Oktoberfest, which isn't even in October, to Christmas markets, and even to Fasching. If these are goals for you to see or experience, that obviously is going to lock you more into certain times to visit. So obviously, if any of those things are limiting you, you'll have to start in those areas of the calendar. But if you're a completely open book, then yes, I will go into each season in Germany and what to expect both weather-wise, but also what activities you can do. But I have to warn you, while some seasons really may be better, if I start to sound like a broken record with things like, oh my God, I just love this time of year, it's because it really is kind of hard to just honestly pick a favorite of mine. Because every season really does have something to offer. Now, before I start in with all of my answers, I also have a full blog article on the best time to visit on wanderingermany.com. So if you'd like a more written version of this topic as well, go ahead and head over there. So with all that being said, let's just jump right into the four seasons. All right, so there are four very distinct seasons in Germany. So yes, there is an autumn, winter, spring, and summer. And I'm going to go over all of those in a little bit, really in detail. So I'm from Nebraska, which also has four seasons, but I find the temperatures here in Germany much more mild than in Nebraska. So I guess just take what I say with a grain of salt. For example, I found that I often will tell people like, oh yeah, winter's pretty mild here. And yes, there can be snow, but it's not so bad. And then I've quickly learned from readers, from like warmer clients, for example, that they disagree with my definitions of cold and hot. So just take that with a grain of salt as I move forward into discussing each season in detail. Okay, so it's summer right now as I'm recording this, so I guess that's just where I'll start with the four seasons. So typically, summer is around June-ish through August-ish, give or take, just kind of depending on the year and the weather. So summer is actually an extremely popular time to visit Germany for a ton of reasons. Probably the most obvious reasons are because, you know, kids have off school, but also it's one of the more kind of quote unquote, like predictable seasons as far as like, for example, rain goes. In fact, I'm probably going to start sounding like a broken record as I continue through the seasons. And I say pretty much every season, don't ever leave the hotel or your house or wherever without an umbrella. But luckily in the summer, Germany, it's not as rainy. Now that's not to say that it's not ever going to rain, but at least it's not as wet as a season as some of the other ones. The summer is also typically a pretty safe bet when it comes to temperatures when you're visiting Germany, but I'm gonna go there. I'm gonna do it. All right, here we go. Climate change. Yep, I'm doing it. I'm talking about it. So here's the deal with Germany and the temperatures, particularly in the summer. So I've even seen a huge change since I first moved to Bavaria about 10 years ago. So like I said, I'm coming from Nebraska, where the summers are super hot, super humid. And I used to often joke that there weren't summers in Germany. I mean, we would get like 1 or 2 weeks of like super hot weather here. And, you know, I'm talking things like in the 90s, which is about 32 degrees Celsius. And we might get a stretch of that like once or twice for maybe a week or two, but that was about it. But here's the deal. That is drastically changing. In fact, it's the middle of July right now as I'm recording this, and we've already had numerous heat waves. And even today, it's in the upper 80s, which doesn't seem like a huge deal, but you need to know something about Germany in the summer. So most pensions, bed and breakfasts, and actually even a lot of hotels don't have air conditioning. It's simply because until recently, they really didn't need it. I mean, when there was only a week or two of actual extreme heat, it didn't make having an air conditioner worthwhile for the whole season. I mean, even houses don't have AC here. I'm literally sitting here in my house right now in Germany with several fans on as I speak, and that's just the norm. So yes, it is getting hotter and hotter in Germany each year, and yes, we absolutely need to do something about global warming. And yes, I will now get off my soapbox about it. Okay, so why travel to Germany in the summer? Let's get into it. So first, there are some amazingly long days here. It can start getting light around 4:30 to 5 a.m. and will actually stay light until around like 10:30 p.m. at night. This is, of course, like at the height of the summer days, but it's really, really great if you are somebody who's trying to pack a lot into your trip, because you can do so much on those long, long days. Another reason to travel to Germany in the summer, and it's probably no surprise, is that it's a great season for summer festivals. So some towns will start to have their own Volksfests. So of course, like think kind of very small scale Oktoberfest, beer festivals. But there are so many other festivals to enjoy in Germany besides the classic beer fests. In fact, one of my favorite summer festivals is the Bergfeuer, which is in the mountains, and this is particularly on the summer solstice. So in the mountains, many towns will have like local organizations that will go up and onto the sheer cliffs of the mountains, and they create these pictures and images made out of bonfires. So like the year that we went, there was like a parrot. And I think there was even like a Mickey Mouse image on one of the cliff sides. This is Bavaria, so of course there were plenty of cross images and things like that as well. And these bonfires are huge on the mountains so that you can actually see them from down in the valleys. It's really, truly a really awesome thing to go see. There's also a ton of music festivals in the summer, wine fests. There's some amazing Pride Weeks in places like Munich. So there's definitely more than just your typical German fests. And of course, there are some unique festivals to Germany, like there's the Rhine in Flames, where numerous cities along the Rhine have like amazing fireworks over the river. And up in the north, there are some really cool boating festivals like the Kieler Woche, which is the biggest sailing event in the entire world. Or in Hamburg, they have the largest harbor festival in the world in the summer as well. Okay, so you might be thinking, hey, summer is sounding pretty great to come travel in Germany, so what's the catch? Well, I'm sure you can imagine that this is going to be one of the busiest tourist times, so even the more like off-the-beaten-path locations are still actually going to be pretty full and pretty busy. August in particular can get pretty nutty because this is when the German schools are out. So now you have both the foreign tourists as well as locals all trying to travel at the same time. Also, because it's high tourist season, you can also expect very high costs of lodging and flights and things like that. So in fact, this year, flights alone were absolutely shocking how expensive they were, particularly for the summer months of travel. when I was looking for flights for my in-laws, as well as for us to fly back to the States in July, we were looking at like 2,000 euros a person. And that was about as cheap as I could find it. And trust me, I am a budget traveler at heart. I know all the tips and tricks, and that was the best I could find. And then, of course, they're going back to the no AC situation, which can be a big deal for some travelers. So obviously, summer has a lot of pros to it with the long days, really cool festivals, good weather. But there's also a couple of things to take into consideration, such as, you know, more expensive time of year and things like that. Okay, so let's move on to autumn in Germany. And this is where I'm going to start sounding like a broken record. I'm sorry, but fall is truly one of my favorite times to be in Germany. Really, the reasons are endless, but I'll just cover a few of the major ones right now. So again, this is very like yearly dependent, but depending on the seasons, sometimes fall can start as early as August, definitely into September, October, and sometimes even into November if the weather's kind of mild that year. So like in a lot of places, the fall is considered shoulder season here in Germany. Now with that being said, do not get the impression that there are no tourists or that it's necessarily even cheaper during this time. It just means that it's not like the peak tourist seasons. So the thing about autumn in Germany is you really never know what you're going to get. The problem is that I have been here for just amazingly beautiful falls where I'm talking like those perfect 65 to 75 degree weather, which is like 18 to 23-ish Celsius, just gorgeous days. And then I've also had falls where it is rainy and cold as early as September. And as much as I would love to be a crystal ball reader, I obviously don't know what the weather is going to be like next fall or whenever you're traveling. So it's kind of a crapshoot. You can have probably some of the best weather days of traveling, or you could be stuck with cold and rain, and that's just what you get. All right, but because I like to be an optimistic person, let's just go ahead and pretend like the fall is going to be perfect weather. So, what are some things that you can look forward to in autumn in Germany? Every year, I am absolutely blown away by the stunning, gorgeous colors of the fall foliage here. And I'm actually often asked where I recommend going for fall foliage, and I probably just need to have an entire podcast on this alone. But honestly, it's pretty easy to find gorgeous fall foliage in Germany because so much of it is like nature-based here in the country. Personally, I love going down to the mountains during the fall because it's usually really good weather and it hasn't snowed yet, but also because it is stunning. And there's really no lack of forests in Germany. Of course, you've heard of the Black Forest, and then there's the Bavarian Forest. And of course, all of these are going to offer really great, beautiful fall foliages. Sometimes I get asked about traveling the Romantic Road in the fall because, you know, you have this vision of course, you know, Romantic Road, and then combine that with the fall foliage, and you might have this like dreamy vision of what Germany may look like. I'm not even gonna get into the Romantic Road right now. I have my own opinions on this, and it is that you could probably, I'm sorry to say it, skip a lot of it. So if you are looking to do the Romantic Road in the fall, what I actually recommend doing is starting at Rothenburg, which is probably, of course, one of the most popular towns on the route. And the key here is you have to stay off the Autobahn. A lot of times your GPS will take you the quickest route, which is actually the Autobahn. So get off the Autobahn, stay on the Bundesstraße, which is going to be like a B with a number for the street name. And then you can enjoy the fall foliage a little bit better. And honestly, I would just go from Rothenburg down to Neuschwanstein. And of course, around Neuschwanstein in the fall is absolutely beautiful. Another reason why I love the fall in Germany is because it's often considered fest season. Obviously, we all know about the biggest one being Oktoberfest. but there are so many other festivals in Germany that you need to check out. In fact, I have an entire blog post. I think it's like 23 other festivals besides Oktoberfest to experience in Germany or something like that. And you need to go check it out because, yes, Oktoberfest is really cool. And if you are coming to Germany during the Oktoberfest season, as a tourist, even though it can feel touristy at times, it's one of those things where I say, of course, you kind of need to go experience it. However, there are so many other festivals similar to Oktoberfest. So, for example, there is one in Straubing, which is also in Bavaria. And the Stuttgart Festival is also a really fantastic one. If you want kind of that same Oktoberfest vibe without the like mass amounts of tourists. Another thing to know is that actually most towns and villages have their own Volksfest. And a lot of times these are in the fall. So even if you don't go to Oktoberfest or one of the other bigger ones, if you know where you're going and you really want to see a fest or hit up a fest, then just spend a little bit of time on Google, literally Googling something like X name of town, Volksfest, and see what pops up with their dates and see if you can find something that fits your itinerary as well as time schedule. And while I absolutely love popping on my dirndl and going to a Volksfest just as much as the next person, I have to say there are even more festivals in Germany in the fall that you absolutely can't miss. And one of them is my absolute favorite, the Almabtrieb. Honestly, if I had a choice between Oktoberfest and going to a local Almabtrieb down in the mountains, I would choose an Almabtrieb. So what is it? Well, basically it is, for lack of better words, when the farmers welcome the cows back home from the mountains. So in the summertime, the farmers take their cows up to the mountainsides, and in the fall, in order to celebrate a successful season of pasture grazing, they hold these huge festivals with their cows where the cows will parade down the streets. There's music, there's Trachten, which is, you know, your Lederhosen and your Dirndl outfits. There's good food, there's usually the Oompa band, so you still get that really cool Bavarian kind of festival feel. And it is truly just an amazing festival to experience really, truly local culture. And yes, you guessed it, I have an entire article on the blog about the Almabtrieb. I try to keep it updated every year, so if you go to it, you should see the next year's dates and places. Now, the problem is a lot of times they don't announce these dates until quite close to the actual festivals because, again, it has to do with the weather, the seasons, what the cows have been doing, yada, yada, yada. So I try to keep that as up to date as possible, but know that right about September-ish, I go in and I really make sure that that's up to date as much as I can. The other downside to traveling during this time is potentially higher prices, specifically around Oktoberfest. So I'm going to have an entire little mini series of podcasts on Oktoberfest specifically, but know that it's not in October. It is actually in September. Confusing? Yes, I'll get into that in a different podcast about why, but it's probably no surprise that this time of year, the prices skyrocket for flights, particularly into Munich. And obviously, if you're staying in or around Munich, the prices during Oktoberfest can be a real sticker shock. So while for a lot of places, shoulder seasons often mean lower prices, that's not exactly the case if you are planning to travel particularly around the Oktoberfest season to Germany. All right, so that about wraps it up on the fall. As you can tell, I absolutely love this season. The problem is you just don't know what the weather is going to do. So of course you can come in the fall and it's just going to be rainy, dreary, cold, and that can put a huge damper on your trip. But you might also luck out and it could be absolutely stunning, gorgeous, perfect weather. So it's really up to you if you want to take that risk. All right, let's flip the calendar and move into winter now. Now, traditionally speaking from Nebraska, I actually hate winters. But winters in Germany, well, they have something Nebraska doesn't, and that is the Christmas markets. So again, depending on the year and the season, I would say winter sometimes starts around November-ish and goes through until probably February or March-ish. But arguably one of the most popular times for tourists to come is obviously for those Christmas markets, which start towards the very end of November. If you're an American listening to this, it usually starts the Sunday after Thanksgiving, which is actually the first Sunday of Advent. And then it runs through Christmas. And yes, they are just as magical and fairy tale like as you may have imagined. Now, some are better than others, and I often find people go to the really busy touristy ones. For example, the Nuremberg one is one of the most famous in the world, but it's also super, super packed. So if you are heading to Germany for the Christmas markets, I highly recommend you finding a source like, what do you know, my blog, that has a ton of off-the-beaten-path options so that you still get that really great, authentic, quintessential, charming, fairy tale-like Christmas market experience. The problem with coming during this time is, you guessed it, the prices. Yes, the prices go quite up during the holiday season, particularly because a lot of people like to come to visit the Christmas markets. And yes, the hotels also can go up as well. So that is a consideration if you are a budget traveler. So of course, if you are coming in the winter, you need to consider the weather. And again, I get asked all the time, what is the weather like in Germany? Is it really actually really cold? Does it snow? And all of that stuff. And again, this is where I say you might want to take a grain of salt with what I am about to say. And oops, I'm gonna go there again. Global warming is a thing. I always love my readers who write to me and say, oh my gosh, we're coming to Germany in the winter and I can't wait for my kids to see snow for the very first time. And I have to then be the bearer of bad news to be like, yeah, so about that? All right, so I'm not saying that it never snows here. That's not what I'm saying. And it definitely snows in the mountains. However, let's just take the winter of 2022/23, for example, where it did not snow even in the mountains until I think it was something nuts, like February. And even then, it wasn't a lot. They were having to supplement. A lot of people couldn't even go skiing. Particularly in Germany, they have to go further south or to the glacier mountains just to get enough snow for skiing. And yes, that is because of climate change. That being said, I have been to my fair share of Christmas markets where I have froze my big tushy off. Temperature-wise, I would say it doesn't often get too far below freezing, but that doesn't mean it's not cold. And especially if you're out and about all day, out in the elements, like at Christmas markets, for example, it can start to feel even colder, especially if you're just standing around. Even if you are drinking a warm Glühwein, I find that when I'm just standing, my feet get super cold. And when my feet get super cold, I get super cold. And when I get super cold, I get crabby and, you know, how it goes. So yes, you are going to need warm clothing. Yes, you are going to need a winter coat. And more than any of those things, I highly, highly, highly recommend lots of layers for the winter, just in case it is a slightly warmer day, or if you are walking around a little bit more, you can shed one of those layers, but that you have it all just in case it is a little bit colder. Obviously, another really big reason people like to come to Germany in the winter is for skiing. And obviously, you're going to have to probably head down to those mountains that I've mentioned. And like I just mentioned, in coming years, we may not know when the ski season really even is, because traditionally, it started around December-ish, but like I said, this year alone, it was much, much later, and it ended much, much earlier. And I won't repeat myself as to why, because I feel like I've already done that. But if you are looking to come skiing, I would say plan a trip around February, and hopefully you'll be semi-safe with that. Speaking of February, like I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast, there are certain times of the year that actually are traditionally some of the best times to fly financially, and that is often February for Germany. This is one of the lowest tourist times in Germany outside of skiing, which obviously is going to be just in the mountains. So it's traditionally not exactly amazing weather. It can be cold, it can be rainy, you never really know. And while obviously places are all still open, it just doesn't really have that same vibe that you get in other times of the year in Germany. Like there's not the outdoor cafes anymore because, well, nobody really wants to sit outside very much. And because it is winter, you know, you don't have things like gorgeous flower boxes adorning the windows and just like little things that kind of make Germany feel like quintessential Germany. That being said, if you are a budget traveler, this is actually a really great time to come because, like I said, those flights are often the lowest during this time of year. Sometimes hotels can be a little bit cheaper. This also means that some of those more touristy places, like, for example, Rothenburg, are going to be a little bit more quiet and a little bit less touristy during this time of year. It just might not be as, like, Instagram-worthy, if you will. This is also a great time to visit Germany if you like museums. There are plenty of cities in Germany that have really top-notch museums. And the other thing that I like doing in the winter time, particularly, is going to the Thermas, which are the kind of like hot springs, the saunas, and it's just this whole culture of itself. I mean, there are even towns dedicated to the idea of Thermas and wellness.
Choo!
Okay, sorry about that. That's just literally my reaction when I even think about springtime in Germany. Okay, so spring in Germany is probably around March-ish through about May-ish. And to be honest, I sometimes wonder just how many German beers the weather has had in the springtime in Germany. You really never, ever know what it's going to be like, except for rain. You can probably just bet on rain at some point. But I mean, shoot, I think it even snowed in April this year. And when I say snow, I don't mean actually like accumulative snow. I just mean it was cold enough and there was precipitation that snow fell from the sky, even in April. But that's not to say that there aren't some absolutely gorgeous days too. I would just argue that they're probably not as predictable or as frequent as maybe in other seasons. And then there's the allergies. Dun, dun, dun. I feel like I really need to channel my inner Backstreet Boys here for a minute and be like, I don't care who you are, where you're from, you're gonna have allergies. I can't tell you the amount of people who have complained about feeling sick when they travel to Germany in the springtime. And every single time I'm like, yep, it's the allergies. There's just different allergens here than what most of us are used to from where we're from, whether that's the US or even other parts of Europe or Australia, New Zealand, et cetera, et cetera. So if you are planning on traveling to Germany in the springtime, bring so much allergy medicine and eye drops and nasal spray and all of it. I promise you will use it. Now, it's kind of a double-edged sword though, because one of the reasons why everybody's allergies go off the rails is because it's actually a really beautiful time of blooming in Germany. In fact, driving through the countryside or taking a train ride through Germany in the springtime is just stunning, especially if you catch it during the unfortunately named rapeseed, which is what I know as canola fields. And when those bright yellow fields bloom, it is like no other views, I promise. It's gorgeous. Just keep those Kleenex handy. But it's not just the canola fields that are blooming during this time of year that are gorgeous. Move over Japan. Germany also has some really lovely cherry blossoms. Some really cool places to go visit for that are near Bonn or near Wiesbaden. Even Munich has some really great cherry blossoms as well. And while the Netherlands might be known for their tulip fields, there's actually quite a few in Germany as well. Now, my next point about spring is probably going to be location dependent, depending on where you're going in Germany, but I live in Bavaria, so I'm going to speak to that for a minute. And I will say springtime can be difficult for travelers. And the reason is because Bavaria is a very traditionally Catholic state. In fact, every single Catholic holy day of obligation is also seen as a public holiday in Bavaria, which means things like grocery stores, sometimes restaurants, even sometimes other tourist places may be closed. And I often joke that in the springtime, I swear that there is either a public holiday or a Catholic holiday every week. And I wonder if Germans even work during the spring. again, this isn't a huge deal. It's just kind of something to be aware of as a tourist, to know that there may be like a random Tuesday or a Wednesday where things might be closed, and you'll just need to kind of plan accordingly for that. So if you can get to Germany in the spring with good weather, which good luck predicting that, but if it just so happens to happen for you, it can be a great time, absolutely gorgeous, good weather when it's good weather, and it's also considered a shoulder season, so there's not as many people traveling in Germany at this time as well. All right, so that brings us full circle back to the summer, which means we've now covered all four seasons. So to kind of do a really, really quick recap of everything we just talked about, if you have a completely open slate and are trying to decide what time of year to visit Germany, then here is how I would break it down. If you want, hopefully, the best chances of the best weather, I would come in the summer. Just know that it's probably going to be much more expensive during this time of year, as well as there's going to be a lot of other tourists there with you. If you're willing to play a little gamble with the weather, then my absolute favorite time to be in Germany is in the autumn, between the fall foliage and hopefully, fingers crossed, great weather and plenty of festivals. It's a wonderful time to really immerse yourself in some of the local culture and really experience a genuine side of Germany. Also, just a quick reminder, if you want to come for Oktoberfest, actually come in September, not October. All right, and if you want to come for those quintessential Christmas markets, then obviously you're going to have to come around Christmas time. Like I said earlier, it is for the 4 weeks of Advent, which is typically around the last-ish week of November through Christmas time. Now, I can't promise a white Christmas, and this is definitely going to be a more expensive time to travel, as well as a pretty busy time to travel in Germany. If you are a budget traveler or you want to come for skiing, I recommend looking into the months of February, maybe even March. But other than that, the springtime can be also a huge gamble as far as weather goes. If you do luck out, though, then you are completely rewarded with some gorgeous, gorgeous German scenery. So I hope that that helps you plan a little bit for your trip to Germany and deciding on the best time to come. Of course, I may have confused you even more with all the options. And therefore, if you have any questions, of course, don't hesitate to send me an email or leave a comment. And of course, this is a pretty big topic. So if I get enough questions or feedback, I am always happy to do a follow-up podcast. And not surprisingly, I have all of this information, way, way more, including other things you need to know before traveling to Germany, such as frequently asked questions, information about tipping, and tons of packing guides, including what to wear for each season, depending on when you finally decided to go, all on the blog at wanderingermany.com. And of course, as a brand new podcast, I appreciate every single one of you that likes and subscribes and comments to any of these podcasts. I genuinely hope that I was able to help you plan a little bit more for your trip to Germany. And if so, then I think you'll really like our upcoming podcasts this season, which are all about the preparation and planning parts of your trip to Germany. For example, don't forget to check in next week when I'm going to talk all about transportation options in Germany. For example, should you be taking the train, plane, or car? And that wraps it up for today. Thanks for hanging with me on this much longer than normal podcast. And as always, don't forget to like, subscribe, and if you want to see an unfiltered view of Germany, go ahead and head over to my Instagram, which is at wander.in.germany, where I love to show you the very beautiful, but also very real side of traveling in Germany with me. If you know that you're going to be spending some time in Bavaria, you can also check out my Travel in Bavaria Facebook group, where me, locals, and other travelers all come in and help you plan your best trip to Germany possible. Thanks again for listening, and until next time, bis zum nächsten Mal. Tschüss.